Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Nkole, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. I hope your day's been fine so far.
Yeah, we praise God. The day has been fine, and not knowing about you.
No, my day's been okay. Thank you so much for asking, Pastor. Now, the question according to the VOP lesson today is, if he actually did change the Sabbath, Christ, that is. Now, according to Jesus, the Ten Commandments and all the moral principles in the Old Testament scripture are not subject to change. With that in mind, we want to figure out if Christ ever changed the Sabbath. What was, in fact, was it Christ's mission, Pastor, to alter the law?
Thank you, my leader. Starting with that question, before you can even start, you know, dealing with scripture matters is, it is very important, and then we can begin with a prayer.
It's fine.
We are praying. Thank you, Jesus, for today, because you are about to talk to us more of the Sabbath so that we can understand the role Jesus played. And did he even change the Sabbath? Should we continue observing it? And how important is it to us? In your name I pray, amen.
Amen.
So, according to Jesus, the Ten Commandments and all the moral principles in the Old Testament scriptures to Jesus Christ when he came on earth, they were not subject to change. To him, they continued as a guide to him and his followers. The scripture that we are going to read will help us understand more to know if Christ changed the Sabbath or not. Talking about the permanence of the law, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 17, Jesus says, "Do not think that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For assuredly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, no jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. Whoever therefore breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of God." Here we discover to say, Jesus did not teach or did not come to do away with the law of God. We understand to say Jesus upheld the sanctity of the Sabbath and affirmed its place in God's moral law. And Jesus himself exemplified its proper observance. Understanding the same Matthew chapter 5, the things you come and get is that when Jesus affirmed that he came to fulfill the law, and not to abolish it. The term fulfill does not mean to replace, but to bring out the full meaning and demonstrate its spiritual significance. Again, in the same Matthew chapter 5, verse 17 to 19, you will find the statement where Jesus says, "Till heaven and earth pass away, no jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law." Understanding this, you will agree with me to say it underscores the enduring nature of God's law, the Sabbath itself, as part of the Ten Commandments, which remains integral or important to a Christian life. So breaking or teaching against commandment, against any commandment, is inconsistent with Jesus' teaching according to Matthew chapter 5, verse 17.
Yeah. Now, what exactly does he mean when he said he came to fulfill the law?
Thank you very much. Like I stated, Jesus clearly stated that the moral principles of the Old Testament, including the Ten Commandments, are unchanging. Now, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 17 to 19, when Jesus says, "I have come to fulfill the law and not to abolish it," the term fulfill does not mean that Jesus came to replace or to do away with the law, but to bring out the full meaning and demonstrate its spiritual significance. So that's the understanding you get, because some may be saying, when Jesus says, some say maybe Jesus, when he came, he came to do away with the law.
Yeah.
That is not the understanding of the text. Jesus came to bring out the full meaning and demonstrate its significance. This is why, going down, you understand to say Jesus comes and says, "Till heaven and earth pass, one joint or title will by no means pass from the law," underscoring the enduring nature of God. Understanding to say, part of the Ten Commandments is the Sabbath. And as long as the Sabbath remains part of the Ten Commandments, it falls into the moral law which Jesus Christ did not come to change. So breaking or teaching against any commandment is inconsistent with the teaching of Jesus, because Jesus did not do away with the law of Moses or other prophets.
Yeah. Now, based on this VOP lesson, what can we conclude about Christ's position on the Sabbath? What does the lesson say, really?
Okay. When you again read Luke chapter 14, verse 16, the Bible will say he, Jesus himself, came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, that is the point to note, because when the Bible says as his custom was, meaning this wasn't the first time for Jesus to do what he is doing according to the text. So the Bible says as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. The position of Jesus Christ on the Sabbath, the verse we began with says, he did not come to do away with the law. And now, understanding the word to fulfill, meaning to fully demonstrate or to give the meaning of what Jesus was talking about in Matthew chapter 5, verse 17, Luke, when he is recording his gospel, he now records Luke chapter 14, verse 16, where Jesus shows his position on the Sabbath to say, "I said it wasn't done away with, and now I am fulfilling what I said." As his custom was, he went to the synagogue to worship. So we can conclude to say Jesus observed the Sabbath.
And he did indeed observe the Sabbath. I mean, at all material times, he was found at the synagogue on a Sabbath. But we do hear and find that in some areas and spaces, they say no, they not only met on Sabbath, sometimes they met on Sunday, hence it was changed. Is there any truth to that?
Okay, from Genesis to Revelation, since I understand this coming from a Catholic background where we used to worship on Sunday, and after reading the Bible, I came to discover that from Genesis to Revelation, nowhere in the Bible does it tell me to worship on Sunday. And now, since I am a follower of Jesus Christ, I must follow what Jesus teaches me. Just emphasizing a point that is coming from Luke chapter 14, verse 16. Jesus is seen attending the synagogue on the Sabbath as his custom was, or his regular practice. So this just demonstrates his commitment to honoring the Sabbath and underscores its continued importance. You agree with me to say Jesus also clarified the Sabbath's purpose, emphasizing that it was made for humanity's benefit in Mark chapter 2, verse 21 to 28. He corrected the misconceptions about the Sabbath without neglecting its observance, highlighting mercy, healing, and worship as appropriate Sabbath activities. So, when people are moved to say the Sabbath is any day, Genesis to Revelation does not give us that.
True.
When people say maybe the Sabbath can be Wednesday or Tuesday or Sunday, Genesis to Revelation does not give us that, because even Jesus himself, when you read the Bible and the historical findings you come to agree to say from Genesis to Revelation, the week cycle has never changed. It has been from the first day to the seventh day. And Jesus observed the Sabbath, which was on the seventh day.
Does it mean that we need to spend our whole Saturday at church? Is that what Christ did?
Okay. That may not mean that. When the Bible in Exodus chapter 20 talks of the Sabbath, it says, in 6 days you should do all your work. But on the Sabbath day, you shall keep it holy. And also, as we have understood, according to the Bible, it must be the day of worship. Spending the Sabbath may not just be on one location, but the focus of the Sabbath must be on God. This is why it is important and encouraged in the Bible to say we should commit that day to worshiping the Lord. This is why it is advised that each and every Christian must spend time at church, because that's a place which focuses on Christ.
Okay.
And then it will help people not to be distracted by the happenings of the world. This is why we can get an example from Jesus Christ to say, as his custom was, he went to the synagogue. We are not told that he spent the whole day. Today, there is what is called Sabbath in the hoods. Where people in the afternoon can go and spend time with their families, but the focus, even as they spend time with their family and God, on the Sabbath, the focus should be God and not our human works.
Yeah, man. All right. What's the conclusion then? What are the key takeaways from this lesson before I let you go?
Yeah. So the key takeaways of this lesson, number one, I can say the Sabbath is not a burden but a delight.
Oh yes.
According to Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13-14.
Yeah.
Number two, the Sabbath provides an opportunity for deeper connection with God and his creation. Number three, according to Genesis chapter 2, verse 2 to 3, and Exodus chapter 20, verse 8 to 11, it reflects on God's original design established at creation. And Jesus' ministry emphasized the spiritual principles underlining Sabbath observance while maintaining its sacredness. He did not abolish or change the Sabbath, but fulfilled its intended purpose, showing that true Sabbath keeping is a reflection of love for God and for others. Those are the things I can say for today.
Beautiful. Well, Pastor Angola, thank you so much for your time and joining us as always here on the Adventist World Radio. We're going to be connecting with you again tomorrow, same time and same place. It's a pleasure to have hosted you.
Thank you, my leader. Have a blessed time.
Thank you. Blessings.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.